Hi, my name is Sandy Schofield, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mady.
You set my love, set you free. Our love set you free. Then one day you threw my heart away. You just threw it all away. Am I just another one of your little tragedies? You said I tasted like honey, but I'm just a shadow. Darkest night, my heart replays your cruel, cruel game. I'm gonna find me a quiet place, a place to wait out this storm until time shows me a better day, takes me back. And make them your disgrace. I'm gonna find me a quiet place, a place to wait out this storm until time shows me a better day. It takes me back.
I'm from Digging Reach, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Try to cut Digging Roots and one of their recent singles, Cut My Hair, winding down that block of listening on today's episode of Gynote. If you're just joining us, I want to encourage you at this point to go check out the full Gyno archive at gynomusic.fm. You're also welcome to check out the Native Artist Directory and Native Voice One at nv1.org. Sandy, I'm going to thank you again before we part ways here today, but thank you so much for spending a little bit of time to talk with me today. It's been a fascinating peek into your creative process and, of course, a nice way to honor your musical legacy, talking about your family and how all of these influences and memories have converged into this beautifully packaged album that we're enjoying today.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm really looking forward to all of your future work as well, and I guess that brings me to my next question. Well, what do you have planned for this year?
Well, I have a traditional women's group called Escuelo Singers, and Escuelo just means woman. It's a Cree word. And we have been blessed to be invited to WOMAD to perform at WOMAD, which this year is in South Africa at the end of September. So we're going to South Africa. And then I thought, well, gee, I wonder if there's a Canadian consulate in Cairo, because we wanted to go and see the pyramids. And to make a long story short, through harassing the Canadian consulate, I've secured a concert in Cairo and another one in Alexandria on the Mediterranean. So from WOMAD in South Africa, we'll go up to Egypt and have a couple of concerts up there. And so that's something that's very exciting. And I hope to start writing for another album this year as well.
You know, I'm going to bypass my next question and go with an unexpected one. Do you need any roadies or a road crew to go with you?
Sure, come along.
All right. I'll be packing my bags. Well, I really look forward to following you along on your journey. And again, you're talking, you know, in the fall time, you're already getting back to writing and whatnot. You also do mentoring work. That's really important to you as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Some of it is formal mentoring and some of it is informal mentoring, but, it's, you know, I was taught to pass along what I know. And so I'm just fulfilling what I was told to do, you know, and the elders have told me that the Creator gives each of us gifts, and so we have to walk in a good way with those gifts. So all I'm trying to do is impart some encouragement, some skills, some knowledge, some to, you know, people that show a natural talent, that indicate they want to pursue something creative through music. So I'm just trying to do what I've been told to do, which is help nurture them.
In the West, there's an accepted idea that those who can't are the ones who teach, but I think you highlighted one of my favorite differences between ancestral traditions and kind of this modern world that we're faced with, that in fact we are tasked with a responsibility. Those who can do teach, and you do it well, and you've taught me so much just in our short amount of time. I look forward to future discussions as well. Where can people find more of you at?
Well, I'm online and on all the platforms, and you can also check out my music on my website, just Sandy Schofield, Sandy with a Y, Schofield, no H, just like it sounds, like Paul Schofield, SandySchofield.com. All my music's on there. And like I said, I'm on Spotify and all the rest of it. So it's out there. You know, I think if you put my name in Google, something will come up. I have a YouTube channel. There's not much on the YouTube channel, but there's a few things. So yeah, I don't think I'm that hard to find.
Well, I'll be packing my bags and ready for our trip to Africa here in a few months. So thank you once again for spending some time with me and diving into your beautiful music together. Please join me again on Guy Notes soon.
Thank you for having me. I'm really grateful that you asked me to take the time to chat with you.
I know a guy, ego big as the sky, makes all the girls sigh. Oh me, oh my, hot daddy's so sly.
That's right.
I know a guy, he's on the internet, he looks good, sure bet, plays a mean set, makes all the girls wet. Ooh, daddy, are you ready? Get set. Looking for a sublet?
I know a guy. Oh, me, oh my. Do you know why?
What? He wants to be famous.
I know a guy. Oh, me, oh my. Do you know why?
He wants to be famous.
Say what?
I know a guy. He's played New York. Got a girl in every port, and sex is a sport, but he's coming up short. Scoring in the home court, down on his game, looking for fame.
Say
middleman, wants to be a star, but with his bad habits he ain't going very far. Travels all the world, drowning loneliness with liquor and women and anything to take the pain quicker. The sicker he gets, the better he feels. Find himself another lady so he can kick up his heels. It's not so real without the fame, he's alone. He can call himself famous while he's on microphone.
Well, I know a guy, evasive, won't commit, slippery in his shit, fancies himself hip, and the girls all flip for his tight-ass grip. Game he's perfected so he won't get rejected, so he doesn't have to feel something real like the pain. Doesn't have to feel something real like the pain of his loneliness.
Famous too.
Famous.
Why does he want to be famous?
Famous, famous, famous.
Say what? But he wanted to be like a rock star, but did not want to get dirty and climb to the top.
He wants to be famous. Why does he want to be famous?
Gyno is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwendet Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Hi yo, hi yo, hi yo. Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.